你会念大悲咒吗？
Do you know how to recite the Great Compassion Mantra?
在我这个15岁的时候开始入校读书，读了半年书，16岁读了一年，17岁又读了一年，那么前前后后啊，读了两年半书啊，五经四书都读了，五文八本呢，读了有7本，药书啊，读了医书啊，读了有15本。
I began my schooling at the age of 15. I studied for 6 months during that year. At 16, I studied for that whole year and for another full year at the age of 17. Altogether, I studied for 2.5 years. Within those 2.5 years, I finished studying the 5 classics and 4 books. 7 out of 8 books on classical literature, and 15 volumes of medical texts.
这个书读的之后那么也不敢做医生。为什么呢？我做医生啊，比如100个人我给治好了99个，剩了一个，我就把人生命给耽误了，我就觉得对不起人了，所以啊，我也没有做医生。没有做医生呢，以后就学佛法。学佛法呢，当时因为16岁读书，读了书啊，以后就能看经典，能看经典呢，就跑到庙上给人讲六祖坛经，六祖坛经啊，又讲金刚经，又讲了其他种种的佛法。
After I studied the medical books, I dared not become a doctor. Why? Because even if I cured 99 out of 100 patients, I would still feel guilty for not being able to save the one. Therefore, I did not become a doctor. Later, I started to study the Buddha Dharma. Since I already had some education, I could read sutras. Since I could read the sutras, I lectured the 6 Patriarchs Platform Sutra at the temple. Aside from the 6 Patriarchs Platform Sutra, I lectured on the Vajra Sutra and various other aspects of the Buddha Dharma.
这是啊，就学会读大悲咒，读大悲咒啊，那么一得到大悲咒的时候就非常欢喜，坐到火车上啊，开始就读，读了有30分钟，然后下火车一背呢，居然间这个大悲咒就能背出来。
Later, I learned to recite the Great Compassion Mantra. I was delighted when I first got the mantra. I read it when I was riding on a train. 30 minutes later, when I got off the train, I could recite it from memory.
所以能背出大悲咒以后啊，就得到这个42手眼，修习42手眼。修习42手眼呢，又修行了几年呢，以后也是种种的因缘呢，遇到病的，有病的人呢，就也不怕惹祸，就给人治起病来了。治病呢，用这个大悲咒啊和42手眼一治嘛，把这个病就给治好了。
After that, I had an opportunity to practice the 42 hands and eyes Dharma. I practiced it for a few years and under various causes and conditions, and without fearing the possibility of getting into trouble, I started to cure people of their illnesses. I used the Great Compassion Mantra and the 42 Hands and Eyes Dharma to cure people, and they all got well.
我记得我在东北的时候， 一个小乡镇叫吕家油坊。这个吕家油坊啊，就发生了一种传染病。这种传染病啊，很厉害。有一家11口人，可是在3天之内死了13个人，这又怎么回事呢？这因为啊，都得到这种传染病了，还来两个客人。一个是他的女婿，一个不知道啊，另外是他的什么，在3天之内，这全家11口人，另外有2个客人来呀、啊，到这儿来，都死了。
I remember when I was in Manchuria, there was a small village called Lee's Oil Shop. A very severe epidemic broke out in this village.Within 3 days, there were 13 people who died in a family of 11. Why was that? It was because the whole family plus 2 visitors had all caught this epidemic. One of the 2 visitors was the son-in-law of the family. I don't know who the other one was. Within 3 days, they all died.
能不止他一家人呢，死，就是很多家都死。当时啊，我一看这个也不要等着谁来找我的了，我就带着几个徒弟啊，在这条乡村的边上啊，就给送吃大悲咒。送了一些个大悲咒啊，这条乡村这个传染病都没有。所以当时啊，就很多人呢都发心皈依三宝的信佛的很多了。
Not just this one family, many other families were also wiped out. Seeing how serious the situation was, I didn't wait for anyone to ask. I took along a couple of my disciples and went to recite the Great Compassion Mantra around the circumference of the village.After the recitation of the Great Compassion Mantra, the epidemic disappeared. As a result, many people believed in Buddhism and took refuge with the Triple Jewel.
那么大悲咒啊，谁念谁能有感应，谁诚心念谁就得到感应。还有一位在东景寺，两夫妇啊吵架，吵架这家庭的家长叫李胜喜，是那个的东景寺村的村长，他和他太太吵架，他太太就服毒自杀了。
Anyone can obtain responses by reciting the Great Compassion Mantra. Whoever can recite the Great Compassion Mantra with sincerity will obtain responses. Another incident happened in the village of Dongjing. A couple got into a quarrel. A head of a family, Li Shangqi, was also the head of that village. He got into a fight with his wife.Consequently, his wife tried to commit suicide by swallowing some poison.
服的什么毒呢？就是服的这个点豆腐那个卤水，喝了有一碗那个卤水。这个卤水呀，不要说喝一碗，就喝一口也会毒死。可是点到豆腐里头呢，
毒就没有那么厉害。两个夫妇吵架，他一怒之下就喝卤水。
What did she take? She drank a bowlful of lye that people used in making tofu. One can be killed by swallowing just one mouthful of lye, not to mention a bowlful. However, when it's used in tofu, the strength of the poison is weakened. After their quarrel, the wife was very upset, so she drank the lye. I happened to be in that village, and his son came to seek help from me. Since she had already taken the poison, there wasn't any hope. He came to me out of desperation, since there wasn't anything else he could do. He came to where I stayed, knelt down, and said that his mother had taken some poison, wanting to commit suicide, and he wanted me to save his mother.
I didn't agree. I waited for about 20-30 minutes. I looked at him with sincerity. Well, I went to his house and prayed to him the Da Bei Zhou.
At first, I didn't promise him. He knelt there for about 20 or 30 minutes. Since he seemed sincere, I went to his house to recite the Great Compassion Mantra. When I got there, the patient's eyes had already rolled up. Only the whites of the eyes could be seen, and white foam came out of her mouth. She was unconscious. In this situation, I thought she probably could not be saved. Despite what I thought, I still recited the Great Compassion Mantra just to give it a try. As soon as the Great Compassion Mantra was recited, the poisonous water started to flow out of her mouth. After a while, she regained consciousness and started to vomit. She threw up all the poison that she had taken, and she got well. From this story, we can know that anyone who can recite the mantra with sincerity will obtain efficacious responses.
Da Bei Zhou, it is complete. Da Bei Zhou. 他是世间上有84000种病，他都能治。但是唯一的就是你诵持大悲咒这个人要有诚信，他才有灵感。
The Great Compassion Mantra penetrates heaven and earth. It can cure all of the 84,000 kinds of illnesses in the world. The only requirement is that the person who recites the Great Compassion Mantra must be sincere in order for it to be efficacious. Aside from being sincere, he should also refrain from telling lies. If you recite the mantra but use false speech every day, it will not be as effective. I also remember that in the city of Bin, there was a girl named Wang. In her previous life, she was a hunter and killed many living beings. As a result, she became mute in this life. Although she was a mute, she still came to listen to the sutra lectures. Once, after the lecture, I suggested that the assembly recite the name of Guanxuyin Bodhisattva and the Great Compassion Mantra for her and pray that she would be able to talk. Sure enough, this girl was able to talk and recite the name of Guanxuyin Bodhisattva afterwards.
这样一来啊，冰城第二天早起啊，就来了十几个哑巴，这十几个哑巴这个人啊，要求叫他这个哑巴会说话，那个也要求叫他哑巴会说话，十多个，啊，这是不可能的事情。
Early the next morning, over a dozen mutes showed up. This one asked to be cured, and that one also pleaded to be made able to talk. There were over a dozen of them. This was impossible. However, the fathers of these mutes were able to talk, so they said, Last night you cured the girl of her muteness, and so you should also be able to cure our children of their muteness. If you don't cure them, we will publicize in the newspapers that you are not good. We will also file a lawsuit against you since you refuse to cure them.
这个法师啊，惹了这么多麻烦，啊，这是因为啊，救人的心切，所以惹出这么大的麻烦。由那个之后，啊，我呀，遇到什么哑巴聋子啊，什么我都不管，啊，这不管闲事啊，啊，管闲事若不是。
So you see, this Dharma master had got himself into a lot of trouble. It was all because of his eagerness to relieve people of their sufferings that he got into such trouble. From that time onward,
I minded my own business no matter whom I met, be it a mute or deaf one. There's a saying, one who minds other people's business will get himself into trouble.
因为财产名实税误了多少圣贤的前途。 那人呢，还不觉悟，还是在这醉生梦死，迷而不悟。说起来呀，是很愚痴的，很可怜的。
The desire for wine, sex, wealth, and power, the four cardinal vices, have hurt many Buddhist disciples. The five desires of wealth, sex, fame, food, and sleep have destroyed the future for many worthy ones. However, people still don't wake up from them. They still live their lives as if they were drunk or in a dream and are totally deluded. They are really ignorant and pathetic.
因为这个所以我在青年的时候被这个财色名食睡看得犹如粪土一样看这个酒色财气与自己身心性命没有关系于是乎就想找一个 离开这五欲和四朵墙的方法，因此就发心呢出家。
When I was young, I was already treating the five desires of wealth, sex, fame, food, and sleep like dirt. I regarded wine, sex, wealth, and power as things having nothing to do with my mind, my body, or my life. I wanted to find a way that would keep me away from the five desires and the four cardinal vices. Therefore, I brought forth a resolve to leave the home life.
出家之后, 就想做一些个利人的工作，于是乎就用这个大悲咒啊，42手眼和这个楞严咒啊来救人，其中。 救了不知多少人，可是又得罪了许许多多的这个妖魔鬼怪。所得罪的这个妖魔鬼怪，有的是天上的，有的是人间。 有的是啊，海里头的，水里头的怪物。
After I left the home life, I wanted to do something to benefit human beings. So I used the Great Compassion Mantra and the 42 hands and eyes and the Sharangama Mantra to save people. The number of people I saved was countless. However, I also offended many freaks, demons, ghosts, and goblins. Among them, some were from the heavens, some from the human realm, and some were freaks from the mountains and waters.
从天津到上海的途中，搭船，几地湖啊，没有把水淹死。那一次，我记得，在一个船上，一起从上海到从天津到上海，这个水里头的航程啊，3天至4天就到了。这在40多年以前的事情。可是我搭那个船呢，在水里居然呢，经过半月的时间。
Since I had offended many heavenly demons, practitioners of outside ways, mountain spirits, and water freaks, I was almost drowned when I was on board a ship going from Tianjin to Shanghai. I remember the whole trip would normally take 3 or at the most 4 days by boat. We are talking about a time 40 years ago. However, the ship I boarded spent half a month on the water.
船上带的食粮都吃光了，水也喝光了，这个船就在那黑海野洋里啊打转转，就是什么样的机器也开不动了，开不出去这个黑海。这时候这个船呢，相当于有几百人，都呕吐不止，这个船向前一抬，就抬有几丈高，往水里一扎，又扎几丈深，这个船在这个黑海洋里摇摆不定，几乎就翻过来。
The provisions of food and water that the ship carried were all exhausted. The ship just kept spinning around in the Black Sea. There was no engine that could possibly get the ship out of the Black Sea.There were several hundred people on board the ship. They all got terribly sick on the sea and could not stop vomiting because the ship was being tossed up a few hundred kilometers high and then dropped down by another few hundred kilometers. The ship rocked terribly and was on the verge of capsizing into the ocean.
在这个时候，我大悲咒念它也不灵了。龙岩豆也不灵了，我把肚里头的所有的东西都吐出去了，躺到那个船的甲板上啊，不能动弹，不能动弹呢，我知道这个船开不动，就是因为水里的怪物和我很爱作对，想要把这个船呢弄翻了它，淹死了。 我把裤胆水呀、啊、什么都吐出来了，吐出啊，这个一点什么能力也没有了。我就想啊，自己一个人跳到海里去，免得呀、啊、这么多人跟着连累这么多人。
At that time, the recitation of neither the Great Compassion Mantra nor the Sharangama Mantra worked. I threw up everything in my stomach, including bitter bile. I laid down on the deck helpless and could not move at all. Though I could not move, I knew why we were at a standstill. It was because the water freaks wanted to capsize the ship and drown me. I thought about jumping into the ocean so that I would not involve so many people.
可在这个期间我又、啊、有一线的希望，也求观音菩萨。我说观音菩萨，我这个人呢、啊、生来我就为想为佛教做事情。如果我还对佛教有用的话，我就请观音菩萨，现在你就伸出你的圣手啊，来呀、啊、令这个风平浪静，船呢开到上海去。如果你不能伸圣手来救我的话，我现在啊我就要滚到海里去了，免得连累这么多的人的生命。我愿意啊，我去受这果报。
However, I still had a slight hope. I pleaded with Guan Shiryin Bodhisattva. I said, I have always wanted to dedicate myself to Buddhism. If I can still be of use to Buddhism, I ask that you please extend your holy hand and pacify the storm now, so that the ship can arrive at Shanghai. If you refuse to render your help, I will roll myself into the ocean right now so that I don't involve so many lives. I am willing to receive the retribution.
咱们这么样一祷告的时候啊，果然就风平浪静，船呢也勉勉强强开到上海去。经过呀、啊、14天的时间，再如果要是在海里呀、啊、多几天呢，那人在就没有东西吃啊，可能也就人吃人了，可能呢、啊、就有一些个不可设想的后果发生。
After I said my prayer.Sure enough, the storm was quieted and the ship was able to make its way to Shanghai. It took a total of 14 days. If the ship was stranded a few more days, since there was nothing to eat, cannibalism probably would have occurred. Some unthinkable incidents might have happened.
所以这是我啊，生来愿意立人管闲事。惹出来的麻烦，由这之后嘛，啊，我到了香港，啊，就不敢呢再管多管闲事了，所以到现在啊，一切的事情啊，谁有什么病痛啊，我默默中能帮助这个人，我就帮助。如果不能帮助啊，我也没法子。所以啊，不像年轻的时候啊，不知道好歹，也不知道天高地厚，把这个妖魔山妖水怪得罪的不知多少啊。那么我今天呢，对你们大家说这个情形呢，希望你们青年人不要像我那么多管闲事。
This trouble was all caused by minding other people's business out of the desire to benefit people.
After this incident, when I went to Hong Kong, I dared not meddle in other people's business. Even now, no matter who gets sick and needs help, if I can help in an invisible way, I will. If not, then I won't. I no longer do things in a rash manner as I did when I was young, and as the result offended numberless mountain spirits and water freaks. I told you today what happened to me and hope that you young people will not meddle in other people's business like I did.
这个女人呢，她的生小孩子有的很难生产，这小孩子一天也生不出来，两天也生不出来，甚至三天五天都生不出来这个小孩子。哦，这个时候这个女人最辛苦最痛苦了。为什么她这样子呢？啊，就因为啊，这有邪魔鬼怪，有这妖魔鬼怪来呀遮障着他，苦难忍，令他非常痛苦啊，不容易忍受。
Some women may encounter difficulty in giving birth to babies. They could be in labor for 1, 2, 3 or even up to 5 days and still be unable to give birth. Women suffer the most under such circumstances. Why does this happen to them? It is because there are deviant demons and ghosts that obstruct them and cause them to suffer unbearably.
我记得啊，我在我东北，在我母亲坟上守孝的时候，就遇到一个姓唐的，他就生小孩子，生了三天也没有生出来。那么以后啊，他们就到我那边去请教去，问怎么样子才能容易生产。我就叫他们念这个观音菩萨和念大悲咒。那么回去原来念了没有好久啊，果然就生出来。但是生出这小孩子已经死了，大人呢可没有什么事情。所以啊，这都是观音菩萨也特别感应。
I remember in Manchuria when I was practicing filial piety by my mother's grave, there was a woman with the surname of Tong who had been in labor for 3 days. Her family came to me and asked for help. They wanted to know what could be done to make the delivery easier. I taught them to recite the name of Guanshuyin Bodhisattva and the Great Compassion Mantra. They went back and did as they were told. Sure enough, not long after their recitation, the baby was born. It was stillborn, but the mother was all right. This was a special response from Guanshuyin Bodhisattva.
我现在呀，讲一个公案。以前呢，有一个人呢，诵持大悲咒，就是念大悲咒，念呢，大概有12年了。那么在这个12年之中啊，他也没有得到什么好处，大悲咒也没有给他送饭吃了，大悲咒也没有给他做一件衣服。可是啊，他还是相信大悲咒，照常啊念大悲咒，一天呢念108遍是最少的，多呢他就念了很多了。
I want to tell you a story. Long ago, there was a person who had been reciting the Great Compassion Mantra for almost 12 years. During these 12 years, he had never gained any benefit. The Great Compassion Mantra did not bring him any food to eat or make him clothes to wear. However, he still kept his faith in the mantra and recited it at least 108 times a day. Most of the time, he recited a lot more.
有一次啊，他就出去旅行， 旅行啊，在中国呀，这个有一些个地方就有黑店，黑店，黑就是黑色的那黑。怎么叫黑店呢？这种店呢，也就好像啊，一种土匪。土匪是到外边去杀人呢、抢劫呀、他在这个家里等着。
Once when he was traveling, he came upon a roadside inn that was actually a bandit's lair. It's called a black inn in China. What is a black inn? Normally, bandits would go out and rob people on the road. This bandit, however, waited at his inn for his victims to come.
等着你来到他这个店里住下了，他看见你是身上有钱了，回来带着金银财宝啊，你是一个有钱的客商啊，他就把你啊招呼到一个厚厚的小房间里去。可是这个房间呢，他有出入的门，他自己呀、可以随便进来随便出去这个门。那么他预备呀、你住到这个店里，你到晚间睡，他给你呀、尤其给你一点麻醉的药品，吃了你晚上睡觉就睡得不行啊。回答他晚间呢把你就杀了。杀了所有的钱财呀，他得到了这种店。
When he saw a traveler who carried some money or other valuables with him, he would take him to a very nice room. The room had another entrance which he could access at will. This bandit would give the traveler some drugged food or wine at night. After the guest ate and drank the food and wine, he would pass out. This bandit would then come in, kill him, and rob him of all of his money and treasures. This kind of inn was called a black inn.
这个人在这住啊，但是这个人不喝酒，因为他信佛呀，不喝酒，所以他给在酒里啊，放的这个迷魂药啊，他就没有喝，没有喝这个酒啊。晚上他也就很清醒，没有啊睡得像死猪那么睡的什么也都不知道了。那睡到半夜的时候啊，就听见呢有人进到他房间了。有人进到他房间里来呀、这个人呢，他一看这个人拿着一把刀。这把刀很光明耀眼，他正吓得也不敢动啊、这个人拿着刀一定要来杀我。
This person took up his lodgings at this inn. However, being a Buddhist, he didn't normally drink. Therefore, he did not drink the wine brought to him. Consequently, he was not drugged. That night, he did not pass out like the other travelers who were drugged. He was quite sober.And that night he heard someone come into his room. He also saw that the person held a shining knife in his hand. He was petrified and thought, this person must have come to kill me.
正在这个时候呢，外边就有人叫门，有人叫门。这个要杀人这个人一听有人叫门，他就不敢杀人了。就把刀放到一边呢，就去问说你是谁啊，谁叫门呢？
Right at this moment, someone knocked on the door outside. When this killer heard it, he dared not proceed with what he wanted to do. He laid aside the knife and went to answer the door. Who is it?
这个外边这个人说我呀，我姓窦。叫窦书鹏， 在你这店里啊，我有一个朋友在这住着，他叫什么什么名字，明天早晨呢，你告诉他到我那地方去吃早饭。这个开店这个人一看，这个人穿的衣服是一个警察的样子。
The person outside answered, "My name is Duo, Duo Shupeng. I have a friend named so-and-so who is staying in your inn tonight. Please tell him that I will expect him for breakfast tomorrow morning at..." The person outside answered, "My name is Duo, Duo Shupeng. I have a friend named so-and-so who is staying in your inn tonight. Please tell him that I will expect him for breakfast tomorrow morning at my place." The innkeeper saw that the person outside was wearing a policeman's uniform.
是一个警察的样子，所以这警察知道，他的这个他想杀这个人的名字就是这个警察的朋友。这个警察来请他明天去吃饭，所以他晚间也不敢杀这个住店的人了。那么第二天早晨，他告诉这个住店的人说：“你有一个朋友叫窦书鹏。”他昨天晚间呢来对我讲啊，请你今天到他家里去吃早饭。他特别就昨天晚间呢，很晚来的，因为你睡着了，他也不叫你了。
Now he knew that the person he wanted to kill was the friend of this policeman, and since the policeman invited him for breakfast on the morrow, he dared not kill the person. Next morning, he told the person, "You have a friend named Duo Shupeng who came last night to invite you over today for breakfast at his home. Since it was rather late last night, he didn't want to wake you up."
这个人一听说窦书鹏，这个大悲咒里有一个窦书鹏，他就明白了，说啊，是的，我有这么一个朋友，我们两个要定，我等一等，我到他家里去吃饭。
When the person heard the name Duo Shupeng, he instantly recalled the line from the Great Compassion Mantra. He immediately understood and answered, "That's right, I have such a friend and we have an appointment. I will go and meet him later."
所以他住这一个贼店呢，也没有被贼把他杀了，就因为他念大悲咒。所以你不要以为啊，这个念大悲咒没有什么用，你到等个生命有危险的时候，那个大悲咒啊就有了妙用了，就会现出来了。但是你现在生命没有危险，也不需要大悲咒来保护你，所以呢，你只管念，不要管它对你吃饭穿衣服有没有什么帮助。
As a result of reciting the Great Compassion Mantra, this person was not killed. Therefore, you should not think that it is of no use reciting the mantra. When your life is in danger, the wonderful functions of the Great Compassion Mantra will manifest. Since your life is not in danger, you don't need the Great Compassion Mantra to protect you. So just keep on reciting the mantra and never mind whether or not the mantra brings you any benefit in terms of food and clothing.
前面呢
This incident that I am going to tell you happened in Manchuria. What happened there? There was a farmer who was quite well off. Once in autumn, he loaded his cart with harvested grains and set off for the market to sell them. Halfway home, he saw that about 1 mile ahead, there were many bandits robbing people. This wealthy farmer did not know what to do. Under the circumstance, he could not run away. However, if he proceeded, he would surely be robbed. Thereupon, he started to recite the Great Compassion Mantra. While he was reciting the mantra, the man who was driving the car proceeded ahead, and very soon they approached the gang of bandits. When they came close, a man walked up from the gang of bandits and said to the driver, "Give me the whip. I will drive the cart for you." In northern China, most carts were drawn by horses. The man then drove the cart right through those bandits. The bandits totally ignored them as if they were invisible, and so they were not robbed. When they were far from the sight of the bandits, the man gave the whip back to the driver and said, "You can go right ahead. It's all right now." The wealthy farmer thought since the man came out of the group of bandits, he must be a bandit himself. He asked him, "You were very nice to me today. You saved me. May I ask your name? Where do you live? I would like to pay you a visit in the near future to thank you for what you have done for me today." The man said, "My name is Ushir Yun." Ushir Yun.
你们各位在念大悲咒，大悲咒上面有一个叫恶世运的，恶世运那有图片长得有长两个膀，那个护法叫恶世运，这是恶世运啊，这个送这个有钱的人，谁叫恶世运？恶世运，当时啊，他就忘了，这个恶世运就是大悲咒里头一句的咒语。 也就是一个护法，他忘了。赶这个恶世运走了，看不见恶世运了。哦，恶世运不是大悲咒里头一个护法叫恶世运吗？他想起来了，他想起来再找恶世运，恶世运也找不着了，不知道恶世运跑到什么地方去。所以这是大悲咒里头啊，最不可思议的境界。
Those of you who recite the Great Compassion Mantra know that Usher Yin is a line from the mantra. In the illustration, you will find that Usher Yin is the Dharma protector who had grown two wings. It did not occur to this rich farmer at the time that Usher Yin was a line from the mantra and also a Dharma protector. Only after Usher Yin left and gone out of sight did it dawn on him that it was a line from the mantra. He remembered, but he could not find Usher Yin anywhere. This is the inconceivable state of the Great Compassion Mantra. If this rich person said to himself, I'll give the Great Compassion Mantra a try and see if it is efficacious, Usher Yin would not have showed up to save him. It was all because he did not have the intention to test the mantra. All he believed was that if he recited the Great Compassion Mantra, any difficult situation would become auspicious. Sure enough, his prayer was answered and he was not robbed by the bandits.
以后谁要遇到了恶世运，你可以一把就把他抓住，第二天他走了，你想啊，用小姐把他抓住，第二天那个有钱的人，当面错过，见到恶世运，就当面错过，所以你们记得，以后要遇到这个恶世运，来救你，之后你一把就把他抓住，看看他用什么方法能等得了。
If any of you have the chance to see Usher Yin, you should grab him and don't let him get away. Don't be like the farmer seeing Usher Yin face to face, and yet he let the chance slip by. So in the future, if Usher Yin comes to save you, remember to grab him, and then see if he can get away.
Dharani
is Sanskrit, which means uniting and upholding. It also means mantra. Mantra is Dharani, and Dharani is a mantra. Mantra means producing goodness and extinguishing evil.
这个总持，这是总一切法，持无量意。 又可以说是总身口意，这三业清净，持眼耳鼻舌身意，这六根自在妙用。
Uniting and upholding means to unite all dharmas and uphold all meanings. Or we can also say that uniting is to unite the three karmas of body, mouth, and mind, and cause them to be pure. Upholding is to hold the six sense organs of eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, and mind, and cause them to be at ease with wonderful functioning. Or we can say that uniting is the mind while upholding is the body.
总，什么叫总是身口意？这三业清净。总，这个身不犯杀，不犯道，不犯淫。持，这个身，总这个身啊，不犯这个杀盗淫，总这个意不犯贪嗔痴，总这个口不犯其余妄言，恶口两舌。
What does it mean when we say to unite the three karmas of body, mouth, and mind and cause them to be pure? We unite the body so that it does not commit the offenses of killing, stealing, and sexual misconduct. We unite the mind so that it is free of greed, anger, and ignorance. We unite the mouth so that it does not commit the offenses of loose speech, false speech, harsh speech, and double tongue speech.
你能以把这个身口意三业清净了，你这个六根门头啊也就会清净了，六根门头一清净就会得到互用的自在。所以说持六根互用自在。
If you can purify the three karmas of body, mouth, and mind, your six sense organs will also be pure. When the six sense organs are pure, you will obtain the ease of mutual functioning among the six organs. That's what it means when we say, upholding the six organs and cause them to be at ease with mutual functioning.
在这个总持这个道理说起来是很多啊，现在这个大概的意思。那么这个陀罗尼又是咒的意思，咒呢就是有一个保护的意义在里面，保护你，保护你啊，一切事情吉祥如意。
The principles of uniting and upholding are many. We just explained them briefly today. Dharani means mantra. Mantra has the meaning of protecting. It can protect you so that all things will be auspicious and as you wish.
That's 3 years 以前的事情，就是那个 Miss San Francisco 那个Miss 棉芳是什么啊，方美仙，她的母亲啊，在前几年呢，他到一个乡下去，回来就遇到大雨。遇到大雨，他这个车在前面走，这后边就来一个大货车。这一个货车就说这个私家车走得太慢了，就要给他往前赶一赶，让他走快一点。于是乎就像牛似的在后边往前用犄角这么一顶，就给顶出去200多丈远啊，把这个车呀顶出200多丈远。这个200多丈远呢，这就是等于叫这个车飞起来，飞着200多丈远。
In San Francisco, about 3 years ago, it happened that Fang Guoshuang's mother went to the countryside one day. On her way back, she ran into a rainstorm. A big container truck was right behind her car. The driver of the truck thought she was too slow, and he wanted her to speed up a little. Like a bull using its horn, he used his front bumper and pushed her car forward about 2,000 Chinese feet. That is to say, The impact almost made the car fly.
完了，这个方美仙她的母亲在车里头啊，季凯就跑到虚空里头去了啊，看见自己就到虚空里了，到虚空外面一看，那个车里头还有一个他。于是乎啊，就这么一啊，怎么这样子呢？他这时候也想，哦，这一定死喽，这回这个撞车一定死了。就等一等，一转眼又回到车里了，也没有怎么样受大伤，受小小一点伤。
方美双's mother was thrown into the air instantly, but when she looked down, she found herself still in the car. She thought she must have died in this accident. However,an instant later, she found herself back in the car again. She was not hurt much, just a little scratch.
这都可以说是陀罗尼的感应，因为他会念大悲咒，也很相信佛的。啊，你们各位想一想，这要不是陀罗尼，怎么会能有这样的感应？这就叫如意吉祥，有保护的力量，这是这个陀罗尼的大概的意思。
This was the response from the Dharani because she could recite the Great Compassion Mantra, and she also had deep faith in the Buddha. Think about it. If it weren't for the Dharani, how else would such a response occur? This is what is meant when we say that things will become auspicious and as one wishes.The Dharani has the power to protect people. This is the general meaning of Dharani.
Vanshim Pusa, the Dharan Tianwang, the Shola. This is Da Bei Xin Tuo Lo Ni. What is Da Bei Xin Tuo Lo Ni? I'll tell you.就是大慈悲心，就是大悲心陀罗尼。你要慈能娱乐，悲能拔苦，你要存那个大慈悲心，这就是大悲咒。听见了吗？大悲心就是大悲咒，大悲咒就是大悲心。你有大悲心，就是念大悲咒呢。你没有念大悲，没有大悲心，就是没有念大悲咒。
Guanchuryin Bodhisattva said to the king of the great Brahma heaven, What is the Dharani of great compassion? Let me tell you, the mind of great kindness and compassion is just the Dharani of great compassion. Kindness can bestow joy, while compassion can relieve suffering. If one maintains the thought of great kindness and compassion, that is just the great compassion mantra. Do you hear?The mind of great kindness and compassion is just the great compassion mantra. And the great compassion mantra is just the mind of great kindness and compassion. When one possesses the mind of great kindness and compassion, it is the same as having recited the great compassion mantra. If you are not kind and compassionate, it is the same as not having recited the great compassion mantra.
你天天念大悲咒，大悲咒啊，那么喝拉达那多拉夜，一天到晚，从早晨念到晚，你要没有大慈悲心呢，那就不是念大悲咒啊。你就是没有念大悲咒，你净存着一个大慈悲心，那也就是念大悲咒呢，明白了吗？所以呀、啊，这念咒啊，你要存一个慈悲心，才是真念咒呢。
Even if you recite the Great Compassion Mantra, Namo Ha La Da No Do La Ye Ye, from morning to night, if you don't possess the mind of great kindness and compassion, then it is the same as not having recited the Great Compassion Mantra. On the other hand, however, if you do not recite the Great Compassion Mantra, but your mind is kind and compassionate, then it is the same as having recited the Great Compassion Mantra.Do you understand? Therefore, you will only have recited the Great Compassion Mantra when you possess a kind and compassionate mind.
冰冷心事。什么是大悲咒啊？这个最平等心，没有分别心。平等就是没有党，无党无偏，这种心就是大悲咒。你要念大悲咒，你就要净存着一个私人结党啊。这个人呢是我的兄弟，我就和他近一点啊。那个人是我的朋友，我就和他亲一点啊。那个人我不认识他，我就和他远一点，这就是不平等。
It is also the equal mind. What is the Great Compassion Mantra? It is the mind of equality which is free of discrimination. Being equal means no partiality. The mind which has no partiality is the equal mind. If you recite the Great Compassion Mantra on one hand, and on the other hand you harbor the thought of being partial, thinking, "This is my brother, I shall be near to him. This is my friend, I should be close to him. That person is a stranger, I will keep a distance from him." This is not being equal.
平等，兄弟也是平等，不是兄弟也是平等，朋友，兄弟，朋友，一切一切人都是平等待遇，对人都一样的。我对我兄弟好，我对一切人呢，拿着一切人都当我兄弟这么看，这就是平等心。我对我父母要孝顺，我拿一切老人呢都当着我父母那么样看，那么样观想，我都要对他们孝顺，这也叫平等心。这平等心呢，总而言之啊，叫无党，没有个党派，无偏，不偏私，这叫平等。你有这个平等心，这就是念大悲咒。你没有平等心，就是没有念大悲咒。
Being equal means one treats brothers, friends, and all other people alike and fairly. I am good to my brothers, and I treat all people as if they were my brothers. This is the equal mind. I am filial to my parents, and I regard all elderly as if they were my parents.And treat them with filiality. The equal mind is not partial and not biased. If you have an equal mind, it is the same as having recited the Great Compassion Mantra. If you don't possess an equal mind, it is the same as not having recited the Great Compassion Mantra.
无为心事，无为，这个无为啊，是无为什么？叫你无为那个。那些个邪事，那些个邪念啊，那个邪知邪见啊，叫你不要做那些坏事，这叫无为心。你不要做坏事去，就是念大悲咒。你要一边念大悲咒，一边还做坏事，那也就不是无为心，因为也是没有念大悲咒。
It is the mind of non-doing.What should the mind not be doing? The mind should not be doing those things involved with deviant knowledge and views. That means you should not do anything which is bad. That's the mind of non-doing. If you can refrain from doing evil things, that is the same as reciting the Great Compassion Mantra. If you recite the Great Compassion Mantra on one hand and on the other still do bad things, that is the same as not having recited the Great Compassion Mantra.
污染道心是，污染道心呢，就是那个心清清净净的，没有一点呢，那个杂念妄想啊，邪念呢，那种欲念呢，啊，是尤其啊，这个淫欲的念头。你没有隐喻的念头就是无染道心，你有隐喻的念头就是有所染道了，有所染道就不是念大悲咒。现在你们会念大悲咒的人呢，对这个这一段经文呢都要注意。
It is the undefiled mind. The undefiled mind is pure and clean It is free of random thoughts, false thoughts, deviant thoughts, and lustful thoughts. It is especially free of lustful thoughts. If one has thoughts of sexual desire, one is defiled. If one is defiled, one is not reciting the Great Compassion Mantra. Now, all of you who recite the Great Compassion Mantra should pay attention to this. It is the mind which contemplates emptiness. If one contemplates emptiness, one will not get attached to anything. You will have contemplated that all dharmas are void.
恭敬心是,你要思行下气,恭敬一切,你对一切都要恭敬,你看那众生就是佛,所以要成恭敬心。
It is the respectful mind. You must be kind, humble, and respectful towards all. You see living beings as Buddhas, so you are respectful towards all.
卑下心是,卑下心呢,就是自己呀,总要对任何人都要谦恭,不要啊,有一种贡高我慢的心,卑下心。It
is the humble mind. You are humble and respectful towards everyone. You are not arrogant.
杂乱心是,你心里啊,不要有... 狂心野性,
it is the mind which is not scattered or confused. Your mind is not crazy or wild. Don't get scattered or confused.
无见取心,无见取心,见取就是你见着就有了毁了,有那个见了毁就有了取的,所取见取心。It
is the mind which does not grasp. When one sees things, one gets deluded. With delusion, one grasps at things.
无上菩提心是,你要有这个发的无上菩提道心,这就是大悲咒。 你要没有无上菩提道心呢,就是没有念大悲咒。以上所说这个十个心呢,这就是大悲咒的相貌。It
is the mind of unsurpassed Bodhi. If one has brought forth the resolve for unsurpassed Bodhi, that is having recited the Great Compassion Mantra. If one does not have the mind for unsurpassed Bodhi, that is not having recited the Great Compassion Mantra. These 10 minds explained above are the marks of the Great Compassion Mantra.
那个护法善人都跟着你,你一生这种的思想,这个人,不,我不可以保护他了,这样的样子,这么搞法,这怎么可以的?所以啊,你们修这个法不可以打妄想的,不可以,又想这个女朋友那个白富连的,不可以的,你想这个。 那就是金刚藏菩萨拿起宝杵去打你,你就给他头痛了,你再不就跟身体也痛了,你身体头痛,腿脚都有不舒服,那就被金刚藏菩萨打了,说你太不守规矩了,你这个东西真可恶。Those
of you who recite the Great Compassion Mantra and cultivate the Dharmadhara of Great Compassion must take heed not to strike up thoughts of sexual desire. The Dharma-protecting spirits who are following you will be very unhappy. They will say, this person, really, I cannot protect him. How can he have these kinds of thoughts? Therefore, those of you who cultivate this Dharma door are not allowed to have false thoughts. You cannot be thinking about this girlfriend or that boyfriend of yours. If you do, Vajra Treasury Bodhisattva will hit you with his jeweled pestle, and you will have either a headache or body pains. So when you have a headache or when your body hurts, it is because you were hit by Vajra Treasury Bodhisattva. He said, "You did not behave yourself, you miserable wretch."
你小心一点，不要马马虎虎的，一边送大悲咒，一边起邪知邪见，打妄想，那是不可以的。你心里这一动念，那护法菩萨就知道了，因为护法菩萨他有天眼通，有这个五眼六通，他看见你的身体也就像看玻璃一样的，你在你外边看到你里边，你不要说我心里想什么东西，他怎么会知道？ 他要不知道，他就不叫佛，不叫菩萨，不叫护法了。就因为他知道，所以你不能欺骗他。你不可以存个心呢，存心有一种侥幸的心啊，不要紧的，打个妄想倒也没有什么问题啊。你要知道，这妄想一打就不就是染污心了，就不是大悲心了。Be
careful and don't casually strike up deviant thoughts while reciting the Great Compassion Mantra. That's not permitted. As soon as your mind moves, the Dharma-protecting spirits will know because they are replete with the five eyes and the six penetrations. They can see through your body as if it were glass. Therefore, don't say, "How can they know what I have in my mind?" If they didn't know, they would not have been Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and Dharma protectors. It is exactly because they know that you cannot cheat them. And yet, you want to take a chance and think, "It's all right. Having just a false thought is probably okay." You must know that as soon as you strike up a false thought, your mind becomes defiled. A defiled mind is not the mind of great compassion.
，你比如那个，观音菩萨叫你每一天诵满万万五遍，你不诵五遍，你诵四遍，今天诵四遍，啊，少数送一遍不要紧的，这个咒，多少都一样，啊，你今天懒惰了，你诵一遍算了，明天勤俭一点，哦，念它一百遍。 好像你吃饭，今天呢吃20碗，明天呢一碗也不吃，所以一碗不吃的时候就饿得不得了，吃20碗呢就撑胀得不得了。念大悲咒啊，虽然它没有这个形象说是，但是也是这样子。For
instance, Guanchuryan Bodhisattva told you to recite the mantra 5 times a day. You don't recite 5 times, but recite 4 times instead and say, "One less recitation is okay." It is the same whether you recite a few times more or less. So when you get lazy today, you recite only once. Tomorrow you are more diligent and recite 100 times. It is like eating 20 bowls of rice today and nothing tomorrow. When you eat 20 bowls, you are stuffed. When you eat nothing, you starve. Recitation of the Great Compassion Mantra is similar, even though it does not show it physically.
你啊，念5遍，就每一天都要念5遍，你不要念6遍，也不要念4遍，这要有一定的。 说那我记不清楚，不知道念5遍，我好像念4遍似的，那你根本就没有念。你记不清楚吗？记不清楚，你一遍都不成立的。啊，这必须要记得清清楚楚，也就在这个地方。If
you recite 5 times a day, then you do 5 times every day. Don't recite 6 times or 4 times. It must be fixed. What if I don't remember how many times I have recited? It seems like 5 times, but I feel I have only recited 4 times. If you cannot remember, that means you have not recited at all. Not even 1 recitation can be counted if you cannot remember. You must remember very clearly.
说我念咒就入定了，我一念咒就睡着了，那算不算呢？那也不算。回头我一修法也就是眼睛就睁不开了，那也不算。因为你念的颠倒不清楚，这必须要清清楚楚的依法而修。
You may say, as soon as I start reciting the mantra, I enter samadhi. I fall asleep. Does that count? That does not count either. Perhaps you say, whenever I cultivate the Dharma, I cannot keep my eyes open. That also cannot be counted because your recitation is not clear. It must be very clear and recited in accord with the Dharma.
你那个生草疑心呢，就是说我做一点坏事都不要紧的，这个咒神他不知道的。我这现在没念咒，这个咒神没有跟着我来，我就喝一点酒但也没关系。这就是生草疑心，对咒没有信心。对咒没有有信心的呢，就是丝毫都不怀疑，循规蹈矩依着这个法修行。
Giving rise to even the slightest doubt refers to the case when one thinks it's all right to do a little mischief. The gods of the mantra will not know because I am not reciting the mantra now and they have not followed me. It should be okay if I drink just a little. This is to give rise to the slightest doubt. It shows that one has no faith in the mantra. One who has faith in the mantra will not have even the slightest doubt. One will be well behaved and cultivate in accord with the Dharma.
You 要是单单记得大悲咒，单单学过大悲咒，而不诵不持，这是没有用的。你必须要诵，就是离开这个书本来诵念大悲咒。持不是今天诵念，明天就不诵念了。后天又诵念了，这个持就是持续不断的意思。你今天念108遍，明天也要念108遍，后天呢也要念108遍，天天呢这么诵持，继续不间断的，这叫诵持。你要间断呢，
If you have only memorized or studied the Great Compassion Mantra but do not recite and uphold it, that is of no use. You must recite it. To recite it means that you speak the mantra without looking at the book. To uphold it means that you recite it continuously without stop. If you recite it today and stop tomorrow, that is not upholding.If you recite 108 times today, you must do so tomorrow and the day after tomorrow. You must do it every day and continuously without stop. If you stop, that is not reciting and upholding.
说我记得了，我记得啊，我是心里啊记得，我不念它，那是啊没有用的。必须要啊朝雨丝细雨。早晨也是这样修行，晚间也是这样修行，修行不间断，丝毫都没有懈怠心，没有懒惰心，这才是诵持的这个陀罗尼呢。
You may say, I have memorized it in my heart, I just don't recite it. That's of no use. You must be mindful of the mantra from morning to night.
You cultivate by reciting the mantra in the morning, and you do the same in the evening. There is neither pause in between, nor laxness or laziness. Only by cultivating that way can one be considered reciting and upholding the Dharani.
你天天念大悲咒，那么喝了大那咒了，也一天到晚，从早晨念到晚。你要没有大慈悲心呢，那就不是念大悲咒。啊，你就是没有念大悲咒，你净存着一个大慈悲心，那也就是念大悲咒呢。明白了吗？所以呀，这念咒啊，你要存一个慈悲心，才是真念咒呢。
Even if you recite the Great Compassion Mantra, Namo Ha La Da No Do La Ye Ye, from morning to night, if you don't possess the mind of great kindness and compassion, then it is the same as not having recited the Great Compassion Mantra. On the other hand, however, if you do not recite the Great Compassion Mantra, but your mind is kind and compassionate, then it is the same as having recited the Great Compassion Mantra. Do you understand? Therefore, you will only have recited the Great Compassion Mantra when you possess a kind and compassionate mind.